Minyo.
Okay. And if you forget to dust up in the corners of the ceiling and all?
Cobwebs.
Uh-huh, okay. If it's outside, what do you call it?
A what not?
If the cobweb is outside, what do you call it?
Spiderweb.
Okay. Or do you still call it cobweb if it's outside?
Well, no, we don't use the word cobweb. It's spiderwebs. And you see very little of that.
Uh-huh.
And cobwebs, same way. I haven't seen a cobweb in so darn long.
Huh.
But you keep on fighting stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a lot of cobwebs in my shop there because I never take through the trouble of cleaning up my shop.
Uh-huh.
But they're cutting, and they deteriorate. This is hangs there and shreds. Every once in a while, I knocked it down by accident or otherwise.
Uh-huh.
But it's too much of a job. Cleaning up a shop, is all the stuff is in there. So a shop isn't supposed to look like a parlor.
Right, right. I agree. What kind of trees grow around here real well?
Live oak, post oak, hackberry, elm, cedar. What do you call it? It really is, we call it cedar, but really the name is juniper. That's the correct name. So when the battery runs out, are they getting slower and slower or what?
Yeah, you really don't. That's one bad thing about it, but you have to kind of watch it because it'll get slower and slower.
There should be a tiny light there. When the light goes out, that means the battery is out.
Some of the better ones have that, you know, or something like that. You were going to tell me about your daddy used to get little jars of...
What did we just talk about?
Oh, we're talking about trees. And then
he would order some extract from Germany. Fluid,
yeah.
About a 4-ounce bottle. A dozen bottles at a time. It's called juniper aid. Juniper, yes, that's a little blue berry you see in the cedar trees.
Yeah.
And we made a beer out of it. It wasn't intoxicating, but you open up the cork and pwee! It was a kind of a dark brown sweet beer.
How interesting! Yeah. I never heard of such a thing.
It was not intoxicating.
Let me write this down here. 61. Okay.
Then World War I started, making we didn't get no more.
Oh, yeah. Well, you make it, you just drink it like it was, or did you
well,
just
you,
make
you,
it
you use them, no, you put some water and some yeast with it.
Oh.
10-gallon trucks.
I see.
And it, and then you, when you, just, I don't know what they went by, but at the certain length of time you wash bottles, you had long, naked green bottles, and there was a cork put in there, and the cork was tied down.
Uh-huh.
But when you're losing the string, but it pwee.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh. That's neat. Let's see. Oh, what do you call those kind of bushes that are, they grow along the fence, or they do up in North Texas anyway, and they have brownish-red berries, and their leaves turn red in the fall. And some places they're poisonous, but I don't know if they're poisonous here.
Or not. I wouldn't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Are there any kind of poisonous plants that grow around here?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay. What kind of berries do you get around here?
Yeah, what type of berries?
Uh-huh.
What type of berries do you mean?
Name all of them.
We have dewberries, we have blackberries, we have boysenberries. That's your garden variety. Now, there's the wild berries. Well, we used to have a thing called black haw and may haw and red haw, but that all died out. I got bears in one of those trees there, but that's yupon. That's called a semi-poison. But anyhow, we don't try to eat them.
Uh-huh.
Those trees are over 35 years old.
Oh, really?
One tree makes bears, another one don't.
Oh, huh.
It's an evergreen.
Uh-huh. Let's see, what do you call a large tree that has big white flowers on it? And, the leaves are big like this, and they're brown on the underneath side.
I don't quite get that.
Okay, man.
Large white flowers.
They may not grow around here.
The nearest thing to that is would be magnolia tree.
Oh.
But that's not native.
Oh, it's not? Uh-huh. Okay. Okay.
We have all those flowering trees we have around here. That's all. None of them are native that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
There's a catalpa tree and a big flower.